Let's bow with me for a word of prayer. Dear Father, I simply pray that your Spirit would actually make His presence known in such a way that you open our hearts and our minds, that we can see perhaps Jesus at work a little bit more clearly. And I pray that you would speak through me. And I pray these things for Jesus' sake and His Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to only be concentrating on one verse. Let me read God's word for you here, okay? This is from James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, and this is from the New Living Translation. And it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete, needing nothing." May God bless the hearing and application of His holy word. Amen. Long-awaited dry erase board. This is what I'm known for. Okay, here we go. Actually, before I turn it over here, Okay. Right after Thanksgiving, one of the first things I do is to play a song. It's a song that I think most of us knows. It's a wonderful time of year. Remember that song? It reminds me of happy things I associate with Christmas. So what I'd like for us to do very briefly is to come up a list of happy thoughts that come when it comes to Christmas here. Give me a few examples. What are some happy thoughts when it comes to Christmas?
Family.
Yeah. Family? Okay. What else?
Love of Christ.
Love of Christ? Okay.
Children.
What else?
Friends.
Friends? Okay, we'll say family and friends. How's that?
Gifts.
Gifts, right.
Food.
Food, yes. Women after my own heart. Okay. Food. What else?
Time off.
Time off, definitely.
Celebration.
Celebration, right. Someone said something back there?
Shelter.
Shelter, right. That's right. Music, shelter.
Kindness to others.
Kindness to others.
Decorations.
Decorations, right.
Chocolate.
Yes, chocolate. Yeah. Movies, you're saying?
Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life, yeah, that's right. What else am I missing?
Sharing.
What?
Sharing.
Sharing? And then snow?
Baby snow.
Baby snow, right. So these are just a lot of things that make us happy during Christmas. I think all of us can agree to that, right? Okay. Well, I think if you guys live life long enough, you come to realize that sometimes life can actually throw you a curveball. And there are those who might experience sad times during Christmas, or what is referred to as a blue Christmas. Now, I would say probably a lot of us has experienced a lot of happy times during this Christmas, but you never know. Maybe in years to come, you might experience a blue Christmas. And so hopefully this sermon is going to help you to know how to work through that if you ever experience a blue Christmas. And what are some sad things that people might associate with a blue Christmas?
Loss
of a loved one, right? I know. What's that?
Seeing others do without.
I'm sorry, having to do without?
Seeing others do without.
Okay. People with... right. People with a lot of certain needs. Okay. The unfortunate. How's that? I'm not sure that's the right word.
Financial
hardships. Right. Finances.
Being alone.
Being alone. Okay. That's right.
Sickness.
Sickness.
Homeless.
Homeless. That's right.
Family dysfunction.
Yeah. I would say... I know, I mean, if you guys be honest, there might be one family member you're just, not quite looking forward to see. Let's be honest. That could just ruin the Christmas. Right? Okay, anything else?
Losing drugs.
Okay. Drugs. Yeah, I know some people who use the drugs and alcohol to kill the pain, and that usually happens during Christmas. Okay, anything else?
Being sick or ill?
Yeah, sickness, that's right, right.
Okay. Not getting the time off.
Not getting the time off, right. So I think these are some, unfortunately, good ones, but it's these are very common losses or conflicts that a person could actually experience a blue Christmas. It's part of life, isn't it? You never know that you might actually have a conflict with a family member. Christmas is a blue Christmas. Death of a loved one. I knew a very good friend of mine who was expecting her first baby around Christmas time. And during the labor, the umbilical cord actually wrapped around its neck and passed away. And for years, she couldn't actually celebrate Christmas. She'd not even come close setting up the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
People have lost their job. Just haughty about meeting the next bill. Buying Christmas presents, or the inability to buy Christmas presents. I remember one of my colleagues who bought all the Christmas for her children, and she went away for about a week, only to come to find out her place was robbed. Things like that. Okay. So my question I'd like to pose for us is that, how can a person of faith turn, let's say, a sad Christmas to a happy Christmas? That's the question I'd like for us to explore today here. Okay, and hopefully this scripture would actually give us some, shed some light to that. Okay? It says here, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, does it say just one kind of trouble or what kind of trouble?
Any.
This is amazing. This is a pretty exhausting list of troubles, right? It says here, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, what does it say for us to do? Consider it an opportunity for what? Great joy. Does it say little joy or what?
Great
joy. So one thing we're supposed to do is this. When it comes to troubles of any kind, we're to consider it or view it as an opportunity of great joy. Now that sounds pretty counterintuitive, doesn't it? It doesn't make sense. That's what the scripture says, though. Consider it an opportunity of great joy when you experience troubles of any kind. Okay? And as we continue, it says here, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Your endurance. So when a person goes through great hardship or trouble, what's implied when it comes to endurance? It starts with a P.
Patience,
right? But how about the negative? There is great what?
Pain.
Yes. Endurance is more or less defined, you know, when a person goes through great trouble or great pain to learn how to actually endure it, to actually get through it. And it's like a marathon runner. Bob, did you actually go through a marathon?
After.
Okay. Even if a person is trained for a marathon or even a half marathon, there's usually a period of time, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but there's usually a period of time when you run the race, whether it's a half a marathon or an entire marathon, there's usually a period of time, usually maybe around the halfway point, where there's great pain.
Yes.
And you would feel that there's no way I could be able to make it to the finish line, right?
Yes.
But for those who do finish, guess what happens? You find a way to get through that pain to what?
Endure.
Okay, so when it comes to any trouble that comes your way, how then should people of faith view it? As an opportunity of great joy, knowing that this time of great trouble, there's going to be great pain involved. Ladies, for example, ladies and gentlemen who likes to either bake or make food, and let's say you make something for the first time, using people as guinea pigs, for example, right? I would say most of the time, at least from my experience, that when I would try something for the first time, whether it's baking or making food, is that I would screw up, right? Right? And then, whatever, if I really want to perfect this dish, what do I do? Try again. Endure it. And usually, a person would come through. Here's another illustration. This is something that actually happened to Aaron. You probably not remember this. I won't embarrass you, I promise you. Okay? I just thought of it. It's amazing how the Lord works, you know. But there was a time when Aaron was in great pain. He was probably about 9, 10, 11 years old. And we brought him to his pediatrician's office, Dr. Donnelly. He probably won't remember this, but I was there. He was in great pain. It was actually located around his leg towards the ankle. Great pain. And so Dr. Donnelly saw him and took an x-ray, got the results back, and he laughed. And parents, we were just like miffed. I said, what the heck? This guy's in great pain and you're laughing. It didn't make sense. But what happened was, he was laughing because, guess what? Your son is actually going through growing pains. Meaning that the bone right here was actually, the plate starts to grow. When that happens, what? There's pain. But it was pain for a good thing, because knowing that he's growing. Okay? And this leads to my final thought here, is that if a person can be able to develop endurance, guess what happens according to our verse here? Your endurance has a chance to grow, and let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, what happens? To be perfect, complete, needing nothing here. The word perfect is a little bit misleading in terms of the translation. I think the NIV uses that. Obviously, this uses it. But there was another translation that uses the word mature. Now, the word perfect seems to lend the implication of being perfect. A person is more or less flawless. And that's not the intent of the original Greek here. The original Greek more or less has the idea of a process by which a person becomes mature. Okay, so it makes sense if a person continues to develop his or her endurance here over time, when it's fully developed here, that person will actually be mature. Okay, and so I leave with this final thought. This maturing process, when a person becomes mature, what the word more or less has in mind is that this person, this of faith, becomes like God. Okay? Qualities of love, perseverance, kindness, faithfulness, long-suffering. Okay? So when it comes to a person who's experienced, let's say, homelessness or a job loss, okay, that person might be tested, okay, to form a type of character that they will develop a faith in God, knowing that God will provide. Or let's say a person who's actually going through a death of a loved one, this could be a time of testing where that person can over time develop what it's like to experience the peace of God. Okay, and let's say a person who's going through sickness, maybe perhaps chronic sickness. You know, with people with chronic sickness, there's a lot of pain, not only just once, but what? A long time. And so maybe God's using that circumstance to help that person develop the character of long suffering. And then for a person who might be experiencing being alone during Christmas, which is actually very depressing, I've been there before here, they could learn perhaps the character of knowing God Emmanuel, which means God with us. There's no reason for a person to feel alone, because God is always with him or her. What else? Conflict. Or a person who might experience a divorce. It gets pretty dirty with people who have gone with interpersonal conflict and divorce and separation here, but it could be an opportunity for that person to learn about forgiveness and love. Okay? There is no greater joy for God to see his children to be just like him. There's no greater joy. Yes, it involves a process of great pain and endurance. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, isn't it? Because when a person's faith is tested, tried, and true, they'll become mature, just like God himself. You know, so when you guys experience hardship, think of an oyster. What happens to an oyster in some cases? Sometimes a grain of sand will get inside the oyster and would irritate it. And so what does the oyster do? Well, of course, it doesn't like it. But it provides a coat around this particle of sand called nacre. Okay? Well, the sand will continue to irritate it. This oyster will respond by enduring, providing that coat of nacre, right? And over time, irritation, endurance, perseverance, the coating of nacre, what happens in the end? The pearl is formed. So when you guys encounter a very tough time in your life, remember how an oyster could actually form into a pearl, because view yourselves as pearls of God.
Amen.
Okay? We're creating God's image to be his workmanship. We're his masterpieces. In this case, a pearl. Knowing that over time, through your hardship and endurance here, you're going to be just like him here. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.